Alrighty, so I am pseudo tempted to make the first week's recordings for Dream Driven Day and put them up in a pseudo random order. Because I've for the past 2 days, I've been pondering, what's the first lesson going to be? Because way back when Victoria and I made up Manifesting Mastery, what a good fun course, right? Most of you guys have taken it, maybe all. That first lesson set the stage for everything. We can summarize it up in three words. The girls giggled. And we didn't tell anybody about that lesson until after, hundreds of people had done it. Because we wanted them all to experience, what did the young man react to? Why did he turn away? Because almost everyone says, well, the girls giggled, that's why he turned back. And the answer, as you probably remember and know, is, it wasn't because the girls giggled. It was because of what he imagined the girls giggling meant. Because from my perspective, a little older, looking at the girls giggle at the guy, they're happy he's coming over. And you've seen Victoria and I talk about this and play about this on the shows. And so I feel like I've got to top that. I'm curious about how could this lesson possibly beat the expectations of that. And so here we are, lesson number one. Because this is exactly what keeps you getting out of bed slow or going through the same routines and motions every day. Because you don't honestly expect, you don't expect a dream-driven day because you doubt that the day's going to even meet your expectations on some level, in some way. So every day I go to the pool. At first I thought when I was going to the pool that I was inventing a swim stroke. Turns out that I was inventing an exercise system because my swim stroke is not all that effective as far as how to easily cover distance in the pool. You see, I've got to look at design function. When we talk about why, I want you to ponder some words like design function and purpose. Because the design function or the purpose, and they're sort of related a little bit different, of a swim stroke is to swim, right? It's to get you from point A to point B somewhat elegantly from what I can tell. And the purpose of what I do in the water is to explore and engage my body in new ways. I never do the same thing twice. I have the same principles running what I do. But I'm always engaging. I'm always discovering what would I enjoy engaging today in my body in the pool. So it's never the same workout. It's never the same quote-unquote swim stroke. It's never the same movement. But it's all about movement. So I've mentioned some of the problems, and we'll be exploring some of these in the course with. This isn't about calming down. This is about making waves. When people tell me they're stuck, and I say, tell me more, often what I'm doing is I'm scanning for the feeling of them. And what I feel is like they're stuck on a raft in the middle of a lake that's dead still and turning into a marsh. They're waiting for the lake to turn into a marsh, to turn into a swamp, so they can hopefully trudge through the muck and get out to get to where they're going. And that to me seems like what most people's days are like. They feel stuck or stranded in a lake. Make it a small pond, what the heck. It's eventually going to fill up with cattails and get semi-solid, and they're going to have to walk through the stinky muck to get to the other side. Let's call that a job. Let's also call this work, because I keep mentioning this, and I'm going to start it with this. I don't feel it real to make things happen. I feel it real to have imaginal experiences, because imaginal experiences lead physical experiences. If you've ever had sex, you know this. If you've ever had coffee, you know this. You're imagining, you're experiencing something that causes the body to move, the coffee to brew. If you've ever had sex, you've imagined something that causes something to get engaged. And this is what this course is all about. This course is all about engagement. And so the first thing that we've got to cover is philosophy drives technology. I've got this iPad thing in front of me. That's what I'm talking to right now. I'm using a little app called Just Press Record. I'm not using a fancy mic. I'm keeping this very simple. I'm also mentioning this because I know some of you guys want to make some money online, and yet you complicate it up intensely. I've got to get a bigger computer, a better microphone, a windscreen, a soundproof studio. I've got a dog that was just eating dog treats. If you hurt him and it offends you, good, right? I can't concentrate, Mr. 2020, because of your dog. Let's go back to Manifesting Mastery Lesson 1, the girl giggled. I can't make a recording because it's 6:28 in the morning, and Victoria's normally in bed waking up at this time, and then I could use that as an excuse, and I don't have my soundproof studio. I've never had one, by the way. I don't have my microphone hooked up to the iPad, and it's chilly, and you might hear me shivering because I just started the fire. See, you can come up with excuses all day long. You can have a distraction-driven day. I'm distracted because it's cold, the dog, no studio, no microphone, Victoria. Let's blame things on her. That's why we got married, right? Or we could have a dream-driven day. So this is where I want you to begin. I want you to listen to this a couple times. I've dropped some really cool hints. The motto of today is engage or just do it. And when I say just do it, I'm going to tell you about the oxymoron. Ready? I love oxymorons. So I go to the pool and I come out, and attached to the pool is the gym. And the gym has all sorts of people going in and out of it, young, old, fit, fat, fascinating. They all are. But then I notice a lot of them are wearing these logos, and Victoria prohibits logos. But they're wearing logos, and one of the major logos there that I guess makes them go to the gym is Just Do It. It's the Nike thing. And I bet you about 10% of them are just doing it. The other ones are just do it. Gotta just do it. Gotta just do it. Gotta get it done. You get, I'm not getting this done. I'm actually cutting it short. No matter how long I live, I will have enjoyed the pondering of living a little bit longer. And it's not about how long I live, it's how fully I live my day. I honestly believe, and here's a side note, by the way, feel free to chat about all these little miscellaneous ramblings in the group, because it's these little miscellaneous ramblings and explorings that will give you something that you can't find elsewhere. And that's this: I believe most people kill themselves, I think all people do, because they choose not to live. I watched my grandpap do it. He ran out of cowboy books. And then he died. And I think most people do that on a daily basis. I believe it seems to me like they get sick, not just because they imagine sickness, but because they're not imagining living. And so before I got out of bed today, I imagined nailing this recording. And then, oh my God, this recording showed up. Let me know how'd I do, right? Remember, you got a bunch of bonuses with this. One of them's the Facebook group, right? Go in there and play. I swear to God, if you do, you're going to get a lot more out of this than if you try to do a solo show. Feel free to email me privately about things if you want. I'll ask if we can take it to the group. That's what I do, because we're going to be exploring all sorts of ways of being more alive and being more engaged, because that's it. You know, if you're not alive and engaged, this is why I have the daily wins. In other words, I'm not waiting to turn the car on. I'm not waiting for the wind that turns the car on so I can drive. I'm driving. I'm shifting gears. I'm having fun. Every now and then I squeal just a little tire, just for fun, unless Joe's in the car. And then we just take him up and down Ticklebelly Hill. I think maybe we did squeal tire. I don't know. But all right. Love you guys. Have a lovely day. See ya.